Bhaktadisham imam lokanno hanti no nivadhyati. That is possibility of such attitude, that if one externally sent to crush the whole of the solar system, he does not do anything. Killing the whole solar system, or many solar systems even killing, he does not do anything. That point is also to be understood carefully. How it is possible? Hatta viṣa imāna lokā no hanti no nivadhyate yasya nāhaṁ kṛtu bhāvo yadhi buddhi yasya na lippate. Why? How it is possible to kill this plant, to that animal? Not. The whole creation can be crushed, still no sin. How it is possible? In what plane of life it is possible? The nirguna, the most fundamental flow is running towards some direction, and to identify wholesale with that every moment. The most fundamental flow, to identify with that flow, then not only he does harm by killing, but he does good by killing. And the killing means what? What is killed? Or death. The body means death. The person is not killed. The dress changing. All these things to be understood. Govinda Maharaj, we got that. And industrious in another plane, Tadivari. Inactive in one plane, but active in another plane. Think.
I think I'm always acting in the lower plane.
wakeful here, another party actful in another plane. Is lava.
But there is love.
Main Rama ke.
I had one question, Maharaj.
Yes.
Recently when I was in Vrindavan, I went to Radhakund. And at Radhakund I saw some devotees doing Dandavat Parikram of Govardhan Hill. And I understand that the object of doing Dandavat Parikram is so that you have darshan of Lord Krishna within 5 days. And I wanted to know, what type of devotion is this? Is this bona fide?
Maybe in particular case, but not bona fide in all cases. If there is any revealed direction, circumambulate Govardhan for 5 times, then he will say. If some conditional revelation, then it may be possible. Otherwise, only by attempting as a general part of devotion to circumambulate Govardhan, that does not mean that anyone and everyone will have darshan there by Krishna. And what is darshan? That is to be thought and understood. So many people see something and think that I have got darshan. Govardhanar. So, only by circumambulating Govardhan 5 times, one can have. They cannot be a general thing, general rule. But in any particular case, it may not be impossible. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Is I Gaur Hari Bol.
In many places in the Shastras, we are being encouraged to chant the holy name. Sometimes in different Puranas, in different parts of the Vedas, different results are given for performing ritual activities and some austerities, but all meant to encourage. So, still, we find many devotees becoming discouraged.
Shastras has encouraged chanting of the name,
yes.
But sometimes we find the devotees, they discourage to chant the name.
They become discouraged.
Huh?
They become discouraged.
What is the reason?
What's that?
That you want to know the reason for difference. The Gaudiya Math, the present Gaudiya Math, lies there. They discourage that imitation.
Yes. No, I'm saying that many ISKCON men have become discouraged.
They have come also from Gaudiya Math, ISKCON. Uh-huh. Ultimately, Swami Maharaj came from Gaudiya Math nation. That mere lip deep sound is of no value. Imitation, there must be some wrong purpose within. That is not true name. Name means Vaikuntha name. Name and whose name, that is inseparably connected. So anyhow, spiritual name, this physical imitation sound and the spiritual name, that we have to differentiate and understand. Vaikuntha nama grahanam. The aim must be towards spiritual. Name, Krishna's name, Roop, Gun, Lila, everything is spiritual, not mundane. If we want to make him a member of the world of exploitation, then we are wrong there. He's above. He is in the transcendental. Krishna, Nam, Roop, Gundila, all transcendental. We have to connect with that transcendental sound. Name God. And not a perverted reflection of the name. And that can be taken by the lips, even parrot, even a machine. The sound can be produced by a machine also. Not that sound. All the ethereal, material vibration, That is not. The underlying connection must be with God. What is God? What is Krishna? The man must have that sort of connection. Otherwise it will be imitation, it will leave the sound and the mundane vibration. We have to differentiate that. Name of God and not any perverted reflection of the name. We must have that connection, that idea in the background. And taking the name of Krishna, then not a man who is named as Krishna. There may be a man whose name is Krishna. Sometimes accidentally namabhas may come, but not the name proper. A systematic search, a systematic practice of taking the name is necessary to relieve from this land of exploitation, to take me to the land of devotion. Some process. It is a concrete thing. It is not imagination. We can apply to myself and see the name Krishna. A Krishna and a Krishna name is one and the same. Then I am taking Krishna. One name of Krishna can drive away all the sins I am taking. Is all sins driven from my heart? Then where is the love? Why not so? Namastu javati shakti papanesa rani hari tavat kottung na shaknoti na. Eko Krishna name jato paap hari patakir saddha nahi tato paap hari. One cannot commit so much magnitude as one name is not sufficient to clear it out. A single name of Krishna can do away with all the sins, so much sin that a one man can never commit in his life. Then we are taking the name of Krishna. All sins cleared, gone, left me. Why not? Then what is the trouble? In a proper mood we have to take. The name must be transcendental. Vaikuntha nama grhanam asesa gharam. Asesa means infinite, endless sin can be washed off if one name is Vaikuntha name. Vaikuntha, name of infinite characteristic. Vaikuntha nama grhanam asesa agharam. Agha means papa, sin. Papa haram vidu. We have to understand that one single name can do away with all the sins a man may have, but that name is infinite character. That is transcendental name. Anyhow, we must come in connection with the real party. Not imagination. Krishna Sankirtan is not an imaginary thing. That by indulging in some sort of imagination, we shall get out all the practical difficulties. So absurd, not a thing so absurd. The whole energy must be diverted, directed towards that. Left for His mercy, He will come and convert me fully, absolve me fully from the Annavidas Karmagyan, ideas of elevation, ideas of fulfilling fleeting desires, and the idea of salvation. All these underlying ideas must be burned to ashes. The fact, we must have to come to the fact, to the reality. We have to deal with reality, not imagination.
I have this letter here.
Is Krishna Nama. The Krishna and his name, his Roop, Goon, Lila, all inseparably connected. And that is all transcendental. And what is transcendental? Beyond the jurisdiction of our mind, not even, but soul also. We have to understand the plane of sense perception, then mental concoction, then our the fact that can be caught by our intelligence only. Mind also cannot imagine that. Then the Atma. Then beyond that, Paramatma. Then on the other side, there is that Vaikuntha. Viraja Brahma Lok Bhedi Parabhum Pai Talayai Tadupari Golok Vrindavan. In that most subtle and the most fundamental place we are to reach. We must not think air as the ether. Air or the smoke. We should not think a smoke that this is ether. Ether electricity that got its own acquaintance, own nature, own property. A policeman may think the smoke, this is ether. Go on to get any response that way. And they will come to conclusion, there is no electricity. That will be his conclusion. He is applying, making experiment with smoke, or with air. And he want to have the facility of the ether. That is not possible. We have to reach the layer of ether, then we can expect to get its benefit.
Vidai.
Mahaprabhu,
Prabhu Ram.
Chant the pure name.
Huh?
Before one can chant the pure name, he must have the proper background conception.
That is our serving nature must be roused, awakened within us. I can see, ear cannot see. I cannot have any conception of sound. Ear cannot conception of color. So, our mind, avang manasogochara, our word, our mind, mental thought, cannot reach, cannot touch that plane. Repeatedly these things are told. He can come down to touch the mind, the body. But mind and the body cannot rise up there. Because they are gross. And that is most subtle. That can come down to this plane. So we want to have connection in that line. So, we shall pray in such a way that he will come down. and give me touch. The name will have to come down to my plane and to dance on my tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Hidaya hoite bale jivhar agrete chale shabda rupe nake anukhan. From super soul to soul, then through the mind it will come to touch, from the heart it will come, the force will engage, will force the tongue to take the name, take his name. Not we can take, but he can come and engage us to take his name. The subjective freedom is on that side, and our side is our negative prayer, saranagati, surrender, so that he may come down, he may condition to come down, to accept me as his platform to dance, to handle me. The whole thing is of that type, that you attract him to come to my gross self. Myself is a very gross thing in comparison to that subtle, higher thing. He can come down, I cannot go up. And if he takes me up, then I can go. Aroha pantha, avaroha pantha. Descending method, not ascending method. The connection always in the descending method. Descending, he can descend. So we have to do something to invite him to come down to our plane, lower plane. Then we can have touch. We can't force him. His sweet will we have to tackle. Anyhow, why? How? Saranagati, surrender. The negative side, dhanyam. I am the most needy, my Lord. Poorest of the poor. That sincere prayer can draw his attention and he can come. All it is, it is not a area in this solar system that we shall go out of our own ability and find him there, fixed thing. Not like that. It is reality to the surrendered soul. But that is also existing. That can be measured. Saranagati, surrender. That can come to law. That can be measured by that sort of law. The why one is dhanya atmanivedan guptitya varan, by all these symptoms, one can measure. There is one expert who is expert in this department, he can measure that he has got saranagati. What he says has got connection with Krishna proper. Otherwise, gorarami, gorarami, mukhe bolile na jale. Only professing that I belong to Krishna, I have devotion, these things have no value. This propaganda has no value. That is most impossible, still it is real. Finite and infinite, conditioned and unconditioned. The relation just the opposite. How can I force my type? Can control the infinite. This is impossible. But still it is possible for his infinite grace. He can do anything and everything. That is my solace, consolation. the basis of my hope and ambition. Only that side, helplessness. Helplessness, because sincere conception of one's helplessness is something, some type of capital to draw him, to force him to come. The negative side, opposite side, I have got nothing. I am the most needy. It is not profess only. But the deep sincere feeling of helplessness and dependence on him and his favor, his sweet will, that can give some sort of connection with that higher thing of the most subtle nature, which is everywhere and which can know everything, whether it is a real call or some motive behind. He knows it fully well. The call for which? Call, the quality of the call. I want you, my Lord. The call of what nature? It can be measured. He knows everything. So no teaching is possible there. Still it is reality. Though beyond our imagination, our conception, avang manasu gocharo, it is plainly described that he is not within. Bak means word, sound, mono mind, avak manasu gocharo, otindriya. Transcendental, supramental, all these terms already told 1,000 times by this scriptures. This is his nature. Still he is real. And he is the real. The reality. And all other things which is conceived to be real at present, they all evaporate. They are unsubstantial. And the real substance is he there. Dive deep. Dive deep, deeper to deeper. And self-abnegation. Abnegation. The pride is there. I am something. That is ego. That is the most enemy to our soul's existence. I have gathered some rubbish from this material world and some construction made of that nasty element, that is ego, and we are very much proud of that ego, of knowledge, of mainly of knowledge, or some sort of favor or internal capacity on these things. That ego is the greatest enemy to us, to our own self. That should be totally dissolved, that ego, ahankar, false vanity. False vanity. To be demolished, pulverized. And burned to ashes. Sacrifice. Yajna, the word. Sacrifice, give. What you have got, all rubbish, give it away, the part of your pride, all of different elements gathered together. Give it away, give it away. And what you have within that, your real self, that is the child of the real soil. Atma bhavari dushtubba mantubba srutubba nirita. Try to know thyself, your inner self, your fine, handsome self. Then more handsome thing to be connected with that fine self within you. This is rubbish. We have gathered rubbish in the mind and different brain that has formed an ego. From one birth going to another birth and different innumerable births we are living in different planes in this mundane world. Ego. Ego, that is our enemy. What is sitting at the center of our heart, that ego, that is our enemy. Real ego is within, and it is eternal. Find Atma Bhavari Dushtubha. Find yourself. Who are you? Not this body. When Brahma began to explain the Veda, there are so many students. Indra was there, and some Virochan, the demon son, was there. What is Atma? You are that, Brahma says. You yourself are that Atma. Then the demon son, he thought, I am this body. Another thought, no, I am the mind. Another student thought, no, I am not the body and the mind, but within that something. In this way. Conception varies according to our capacity. That is the instruction coming from the same source, with same force. But we, according to our capacity, catch the meaning in different way due to our respective abnormal position of different degree. So from the Vedanta, different interpretation. Variegated interpretation. Shankaracharya gives some interpretation, and that is also accepted by a large majority of scholars. Then Ramanuja gave another, Madhvacharya. In this way, different sort of interpretations. And this is Chaitanya Deva also hinted in the line of Bhagavatam, the last production of Vyasadeva, which was produced when he was given a good stricture by his Gurudev Devasinarada. What you have done nothing. You have done diabolically wrong. Keep this thing, otherwise all useless rubbish. Give to the public that ultimate cause is Krishna, all love. Not an imaginary cipher. God is not imaginary cipher. But he is all love. It's concrete. He is of human nature. So dear to us. We are so near to Him. But all. Vivekananda says, wherever you get human figure, you take Him God and worship Him. This is Vivekananda. Leaving away the human figures, there's so many poor persons. Where are you running after to seek, search for God? God is all these fellows suffering from so many diseases, miseries. They are God. Worship them. There are no other God. Those that say there is another God, it is fictitious. They are enemy to the society. Serve these poor persons, Daridranaran, poor gods. Daridranaran, poor gods. God can never be poor. They say poor gods, Daridranaran. The Narayan has come in the garb of poor persons to you. The Narayan also a Narayan. Why should we go to worship another Narayan? Narayan, Lakshmipati, who is the master of all resources, he is Narayan. And the poor fallen soul, then what is the position of a goat, a cow? Why do you kill them? He is not Narayana, only human figure Narayana. They also cry in pain, suffer. There is no Narayana. All Narayana is concentrated in the poor human figure. The bogus person. And the bogus people, they adore these bogus leaders. They are deceivers, self-deceivers, cheaters in the name of religion. Human figure is Narayana, then everyone is worshipping a Narayana. Husband is worshipping wife, wife worshipping husband, then a child. In this way, they are worshipping the man God, God in man figure. If it is so, everyone is doing some sort of service to the human bodies. Gaur Sundar. Self-deception is all Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur
Hari
Bol. Oh.
Brahmananda. How can we tell if someone is a good devotee? I mean, what do we look for?
How can we tell if someone is a pure devotee? What qualities do we look for?
The symptoms of a devotee is already given in the Shastra. Perhaps in Bhagavatam 24, the infinite characteristic. But 24 has been given in Bhagavatam, perhaps. But the general is, one is devoted to the Lord, to the Lord who is by itself and for itself. Attraction for the truth, central truth, which is by itself and for itself. Is for him. Everything is meant for him. And he exists by himself, not created. Attraction, the affinity, the necessity of searching for such prime cause or center. striving for the fulfillment of one's own heart, inner heart, leaving aside all these things. Where generally the external signs or symptoms will be this, that he is not hankering for any gain or loss of this mundane world, flickering world, anitta, what is not stable, not eternal, not hankering for that thing. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Loss and gain of this mundane world is equal to him. Do not care for any loss and gain and searching for some eternal truth. What is ecstasy or anandam or happiness proper? Searching for that. Kamimayam jagat lubza pashyanti dhanamayam jagat jira pashyanti narayanamayam jagat. Those that are lady hunters, they engage themselves in that department. And they also keep the information where such ladies are available. Kamuka opportunity. No other things in their calculation. Where a beautiful lady is to be had. Only engaged in that sort of mood, searching. Lubha opportunity dhanamayam jagat. The capitalists, the money mongers, they keep the information, who are moneyed men in the world, where is money, how to make money. Here is always Eric in that plane, where is money, how to gather that, collect that. Money, dhanamayam jagat, does not see anything else, but only money, money, money. And dhira pashyati narayanamala. And the sadhus, they are above all these things. Kano kamini pratishtha. Three opposite tendencies are attracting us. Women for men for women. Then next, kanok, money, which can